You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Once again, it is that time. It is that time again for your favorite radio program. It's time for your spiritual GPS. Yeah. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And y'all, I am so happy to be here. We're at the close. We're getting ready, getting closer to the close of a phenomenal year. And that it has been. This has been a year, right? Champ. This one, I believe that many of our grandkids are going to be able to read about this one this year. I think they're going to have to put this one in the history books, the year of 2020. But wow, thank God that we made it. At the time of this recording, it is about mid-November, and I know everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and then on to the Christmas holidays and all of the festivities that are about to take place in and around the country. But you know what? Today, I want to deal with something on today. I want to ask a question. And I have some callers already in queue, so we're going to talk to some of them. And I want to know, what is your motivation? That's what I'm curious to find out now. What is your motivation? You know, now I want to deal with that. Hold on. We're going to find out. What do you mean? What is my motivation? Well, you know, before I get to that, let me encourage you. Go by the website, drmichaelmosley.com, and really send me a message. Say hello to me. All of that good stuff. I would love for you to even follow me on social media. Yeah, follow me on social media, but you can find all of that information right there at the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Yeah, DrMichaelMosley, okay? DrMichaelMosley.com. And thank you. I've had some friends from, where was that? Was that London? I think it was London that messaged me, and I appreciate you so very much. I have not had the privilege to go over there to London, England, but I really want to go now. I got some friends over there. Hello to my friends there in Spain. Yay! So I am so grateful for all of you. I really am grateful for all of you and what you have done to encourage me. And you know what? You are part of my motivation. You really are. You are certainly part of my motivation. So I want to talk to you about what is your motivation? What keeps you going? A message came to me earlier, just in my spirit. Manifestation must have motivation to prevent stagnation. Did you get that one? Manifestation must have motivation to prevent stagnation. So I want you to keep that in mind. If you really want to manifest great things, and we're coming down, near the closing of 2020, I want to manifest some things. I really want greater joy and even a whole lot of food, you know. I want to manifest weight loss, even in the midst of a pandemic and in the midst of holiday eating. You know, I still want to manifest weight loss. I do believe that you all know the Bible, and I'm a firm believer. All things are possible if you only believe. But now in that belief, you got to have something that will fuel that belief. You got to have something that will motivate you. What is really your motivation at this time? Because there are some people, they don't have any motivation. It's really like, good morning. It's all right, you know. Well, what are you looking forward to doing this weekend? I don't know. I come to tell you, you got to have some motivation. We're going to find out about what is motivating others as we enjoy this episode of your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back, everybody. Wow. whoever's playing that guitar, I mean, they rocking it. They are rocking that guitar. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I am just grateful because this is a time, you know, as we come down to with the last, what about how many more weeks we have? About six or maybe seven. So, you know, hey, we're doing it. We're holding on. And like, we've already, the first weekend of November, my children put up that Christmas tree. They went in there and put that thing up. They're like, we ready for Christmas. We are ready. I think everybody in the household is ready for Christmas right now. Just please come on in. We want Christmas to come on in. But right now, what is motivating you? What really is motivating you to continue to believe, to manifest great things? What is your motivation? Now, right now, my children's motivation is that tree. That tree is serving as a motivation to them that Christmas is coming, a change is coming. They have endured virtual learning and, you know, not being able to go so many places this summer. We did not get a chance to go to the parks like we would normally do and jump in the community pool like we would normally do, you know, and just have a lot of fun. Some things we were restricted and we were limited. We were quarantined. So this has been a very interesting year. Sometimes they couldn't go and play like they wanted to. So right now, yeah, their minds are on Christmas. Please, Christmas, come on. We need some joy. We need some happiness right about now. So I want you to get ready. What is really happening? What is really your motivation for the remainder of this year? What is really motivating you? That's what I really want to find out. Now, I want to see if I can go to Tariq. Let's see if I can go to Tariq. Let's see. Now we got a new system here, so I'm trying to figure out. Tariq, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing, Tariq?
I am good. Actually about to go on set to get a COVID test because I'm actually about to start doing another film.
All right. Okay. So you're on your way to get a COVID test.
Yep. Got to get one for every movie set that I'm on, or either TV set, TV show.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, listen, Tariq, what is your motivation right now? What is serving us as your motivation?
Actually, my motivation is I'm able to get up every morning. I have my left arm and my right arm, my left leg and my right leg, and I'm still able to breathe. So that means I still have a chance to achieve what I want to achieve. And also, I met a beautiful person that's in my life now that keeps me motivated as well.
Well, now, you know what? I'm going to put that in a sentence. If I'm able to breathe, I'm able to achieve. I'm gonna take that for myself. If I'm able to breathe, I'm able to achieve. I like that, Tariq. Tariq, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I just want to see what my future holds as far as like my writing and singing and love life and whole, like entertainment. I've spoken to you before. I'm a representative of entertainment and singing. You tell me to keep going. But, you know, sometimes it still gets a lot. I'm very discouraging, and times are hard for a lot of people. And money. So I know it takes a lot of money to get into that business. And so I just don't want to know, should I keep going or...
You know what? Well, let me say it this way. This is when you ask that last question, should I keep going? Well, I want you to realize this. Quitting is not an option for you. It really is not. This is something that is just within you, and it's part of who you are. You are a singer. You are an entertainer. It's like, I am a man. There's no way around that. I just cannot get away from that. I am who I am, and that's what you are. You are an entertainer. So you've been doing this really since you were a toddler. So that is part of your chemistry. That is part of who you are. So yes, you must continue, and in your continuation, you will find greater manifestation of success. I really do feel that. So I don't feel that this is an option. If I said, don't do that anymore, you know what? You would not be still. You couldn't handle that. This is something you will sneak and do it anyway because it's who you are. Does that make sense?
Yep, you're exactly right. Because, yeah, I was every time I always try to put something down, I put music down, I'll put writing down. I end up getting some type of email stating that, hey, I'm such, like the other day I got a notification that I was number 12 on the chart for one of my songs. But I was about to give up.
Wow. Well, that, yes, I want to encourage you. Please keep going. Please keep going. God, I really feel like this is a great opportunity for you to really, and it's really express yourself, to really express your gifting, your talent. And that's what I really hear more than anything. This is your expression to the world. This is your communication to the world. So it's a wonderful thing. And you, I know you said you think you're dating somebody right now, but I have to tell you, whatever you're doing as far as love, it is, has a great amount of speed behind it, okay? Has a great amount of speed behind it. So something is happening and is moving very quickly on that end, okay?
All right.
So hang in there, sir. I'm believing, I really am not just believing, I'm expecting great things from you, okay? Stay motivated, and I like that. If I can breathe, I can achieve. Keep me posted how you're doing, Tyreek, okay?
All right, thank you. I will definitely do that. Thanks a lot. Thank
blessings you. To you. Blessings to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to tell you, now really, that really hit me. If I can breathe, I can achieve. Somebody need to say that right now. Just go and say it to yourself. If I can breathe, I can achieve. And that's exactly what you're going to do right now. We're going to achieve. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, I come to tell you, it is a great day. No matter what you're going through, no matter how excited it is. Yeah, because sometimes we're like, is it going to really last? Of course it is. Of course it is. But I want you to really know that if you don't have anything to motivate you, then you're not really going to go anywhere. Again, did you remember what Spirit said to me? Manifestation must have motivation to prevent stagnation, okay? Manifestation must have motivation to prevent stagnation. So what is it that is motivating you to keep going? What is it that is motivating you to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go for my dream today. I'm going to go for my idea today. What is that motivation? Now, listen, I'm going back to the phone line. I believe I have Chanel. Chanel, can you hear me? Are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing on today, Chanel?
I'm doing good.
Now, Chanel, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. You're right around the corner.
Oh, right around the corner.
What? Now, what part of Georgia do you live in? What part of Atlanta?
I'm right here on the west side of Atlanta.
Okay. I don't know what side I'm on. I think I'm South Atlanta. West. What is... Because I take 75 South, so I guess that's Stockbridge area, the McDonald area, that's where I am. So I that's all I know.
So when we say the west side of Atlanta, if you're really, you know the Atlanta area, we'll say the west side, so that's 20 West. So kind of near the Six Flags area.
You know what I did? I went
west side of Atlanta.
Is that where the... I don't know. No. I think I went to Six Flags, but it was another one. It was with a lot of water.
That's Marietta, so that's going to be north.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have to get a map, and I have to figure all that out. But Chanel, tell me, you know, we're coming down to the last few weeks or the 6 weeks of 2020, and so we all got to have something to keep us motivated to achieve our dreams and to achieve our goals. So tell me, what is it that is motivating you to really complete and finish this year out with a bang? What is that motivation for you?
You know what? My affirmations have been definitely with me since I started the year, and I'm going to end with them. So that's what's been keeping me, pushing me along, and keep saying the I am affirmations.
Okay, give me one of those affirmations. I think that's wonderful. Give me one of those affirmations.
I like saying love is all around me. I say that a lot. I like, I have everything that I need. I'm in need of nothing. I write that in my journal pretty much every day. And I understand how relevant it is that I'm in need of nothing.
Wow. And, I love that. I love that. I am in need of nothing. And you know, I do believe that's something that is very much desired to eliminate need. And I said this to somebody, if you want more money, get rid of need. Need, the energy of need attracts poverty.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of need attracts poverty. So if you always needing something, that's your indication that you are trapped in poverty and you got to get out. And the way to do that is get rid of need. Say, I am manifesting more money. I am I'm intending to enjoy more fun in my life. I am intending to pay this bill next week. I am intending, or I am manifesting money to do what I need to do. But don't keep saying, I need this. I need that. I need somebody to hold me. I need a date. No, you don't need no date. But Lulu, I'm glad that you did mention that. That is wonderful. So you have these affirmations that keep you motivated. So Chanel, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I guess like everybody else, we're going into the last of the year, and just this reminding me of maybe, you know, just being positive and not to, I guess, freak out with the news. But of course, everybody wants to know about love and career right now. Those are the hot topics, right on the bandwagon.
those are always hot on the bandwagon. Love and career and money. I want to encourage you, though. You are on a good path in your life right now. You're doing some things that are really good. I don't know why. I feel like I'm in a room and I'm cleaning out some things out of a room. Are you cleaning out something like out of a bedroom or something? Are you cleaning, getting rid of something? Yes or no?
Yes, I'm decluttering. I did the whole going into the fall with declutter, getting rid of things.
Okay.
And so I'm still kind of doing that, and I need to give some things away.
Yes.
You need to still do that.
Yes. I think you're on the right path when you're doing that, because that's what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm getting rid of some things. I feel like I'm cleaning and I'm getting rid of some things. And what you are doing is you're making room for greater. So this is what you must do. This is something that is good for you right now. And this season, especially this month of November, I would encourage you to continue to do that, because you're making preparations for what is to come for 2021. Now, whatever is coming in 2021 will start arriving in the month of December. So this is why Spirit has been nudging you to kind of declutter and clean and get rid of some things that you no longer need, or that is no longer serving you, because Spirit is saying to you, I have some things that are coming quickly. And I get the impression like I was waiting on a package. I thought it would probably come in 2 weeks, but it ended up coming in 3 days. It's like, whoa. You know, what do I do? Some things we're not even ready for. I thought that washing machine was going to come in a couple of weeks, but here it comes, my washer and dryer, in the next few days. And I didn't even clear out the path yet for it to be put up. So there's some wonderful surprises that are coming for you. So you're in the right path of cleaning and decluttering. Continue to do that. Okay.
Okay. I will.
Well, blessings to you, Chanel. I pray that you enjoy the holiday. Are you going to cook for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm mostly plant-based, and, you know, so I don't really cook like that anymore.
So you do plant-based foods for your diet. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, I do a lot of smoothies, a lot of foods. I'm going into more now foods that are from the seed. So if it doesn't have a seed, I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, wow. Well, I know you're going to have an interesting Thanksgiving. That is going to be healthy and all of that good stuff. Well, hang in there, Chanel.
I'll eat before I clean the house.
There you go. There you go. You be blessed, Chanel. I'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you.
Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back. You know, you gotta have something to motivate you, because without motivation, you know, you become stagnant. And that's when depression comes in. If you don't have something to motivate you, and I heard somebody say it this way, you gotta have a reason to get out of bed. You gotta have something to say, you know what, I'm looking forward to this. I know Chanel is like, I'm looking forward to that plant-based smoothie. I'm looking forward to maintaining my figure. I'm looking forward. You gotta have something to motivate you, everybody. And with your dream, with your goal, think about it. What is motivating you? What is motivating you to get back on that treadmill? Maybe what is motivating you to make a cake? What is motivating? Is it that, and this is true for me, sometimes I just want to see people's reaction. Do you like it? Don't lie to me now. Do you really like it? You know, what is your motivation? Because your motivation is really that goal. I want to motivate. I really want to manifest a lot of money, which is good. But why you want to manifest that money? See, it's not just to have it, but I just want to manifest so that I can pay my bills. And then sometime I'm looking forward to just pulling up my bank account and looking at my statement and seeing all those digits and all of that money. Yeah, buddy, that will motivate me. Listen, let me see if I can go to Tam. Let's see. Tam, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing today, Tam?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad everything is going well for you. And it is going well for you. Isn't that right, Tam?
Yes, it is.
Tam, where are you calling me from?
Opelousas, Louisiana.
Opelousas, Louisiana. I've heard a lot about Opelousas. In fact, my brother-in-law, he's from Opelousas. But I've never gone there. I've never been to Opelousas. I'm going to have to go to Opelousas. I hear Opelousas know how to cook good. Is that true?
That's true.
But now I'll be honest. Now I have to say this. Honestly, I have never gone anywhere in Louisiana and they did not have good food. I am so serious.
I know that's right.
You can stop at a gas station on the side of the road, and if they got a kitchen in there, I promise to God, it's going to be good food. I kid you not, y'all. If y'all ain't never been to Louisiana, go there, and I promise you go see what I'm talking about. Ain't that right, Tam?
That's right.
And I'm very sure I'm not exaggerating. I pulled over to the side of some gas station, just no name gas station, and they had a little kitchen. I said, I'm gonna stop and get this food. Smell good, and child, it was off the chain. All right, Tam, what is your motivation right now in your life?
My motivation is basically my will to live. And when I say that, I mean I'm 38, and I feel like I haven't yet lived, because for about 15 years I took care of my mom. She had wound care. I'd take her back and forth to wound care. I was just a caretaker. I couldn't work a full-time job because I had those responsibilities, and my mom passed in May. She died in my house. And now I feel like I'm kind of like lost, because it's like all those years I took care of her, and now it's like what am I going to do? But so I want to live, you know. I have a business, Genesis Creations, I'm a photography company, and I'm getting into chalk couture, and I'm kind of venturing into some other things, but I want to live. I want to travel. I want to, you know, just seeing things I never seen, been going to places that I never been, you know, just to live, like really live.
Wow. You have an incredible story. You really do. And I love the fact that you said that's your motivation, and it really touched my heart. It really did. You want to live, and I applaud you that you took care of your mother, and you, that was your responsibility, and you did that, and now it's your turn to live, and I'm proud that you are not afraid to live. Because some people really were like, oh, you know, I'm 38. Ain't no use me trying anything now. I don't know. I'm too scared. You know, because, you know, and really there are some people that are afraid. They're afraid to try new things. They're afraid to go anywhere. You know, they talk about so much negativity till they don't see the positive. So I want to say hats off to you. That you really desire to live. And so you have your own your photography business. And do you like photography?
I do. I've been doing it since 2017. So...
Wow, I like taking pictures. My father was a photographer, or he is a photographer, really a retired photographer. But that's where I get it from. I enjoy it. I always like snapping pictures. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. So now, Tam, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I'm recently divorced. Me and my husband had been together since we were 16 years old, and we recently divorced. I guess just in that area, like moving forward, and you know.
But you all should have had an amicable divorce. You all should have really departed really pleasantly. Was it pleasant, or was it a little bit?
It was a long, drawn out thing, because he didn't want to get the divorce, and we've been separated for 5 years. So I finally had to get it done, and because I felt like, you know, a lot of things that was going on with him was kind of affecting me, because we were still one, you know. So yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting, because I felt like he really, I felt like really the both of y'all still have honestly, I do think y'all both have tremendous feelings for each other. I just think that it's something that maybe it's not working out because y'all been together so long, but I really do feel, I'm not saying that you all are going to stay together. I mean, we'll get back together, but I have to say that you all have a great chemistry together. And that's why I feel it's not that, I feel he still loves you, and I do feel part of you still loves him, like you care. If something was to happen or if he got sick, I do feel that you would care about him. And that's part of your gifting to be a caregiver. I'm not saying that's your job, but it's part of who you are. You are a genuine caregiver. You are a genuine person that really do care and love people. And God is telling me you love animals as well. Is that true? Like you care about animals. Is that true?
I do, and I just recently started gardening. So my mom got to see me doing that, becoming a quarantine gardener. I'm really doing well in it. I seem to have that green thumb. So yeah, I have a love. I have a love for animals, but I don't have any.
I understand. What Spirit has given to me is that you are really just a genuine caregiver. You give care. You give. I am, you are a giver of care. Now, with that being stated, I want you to continue being that giver of care, that giver of compassion. You really are going to find a new love. I don't feel that it's going to be very quickly, but I do feel that it's not far away either. I do feel that in the beginning, the early part of 2021, I feel that you are going to really begin to open your heart. Now, the latter, I know your mother passed in May, but these next few weeks of this year of 2020, it's going to be I'm getting like a feeling like I'm looking at a candle and the candle is melting. It's going to be a way of melting the excess wax, or you're getting rid of things that you no longer need. I just spoke to another person that we talked about how they are decluttering their life. They are decluttering. Yeah. And that's what I feel that is happening for you. So therefore, as you declutter, it will open up your heart. Because this is what Spirit is telling me. Sometimes you're not sure how to love, or either how to receive the love, because that's you're right. So used to being a giver of care. Sometimes if somebody was to do something for you, it's like, okay, why are you doing this? So what's the meaning behind this? So you kind of guess too much. You overthink it. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. It surely does.
Okay. So what I want you to keep in mind is that this is a time for you to really welcome. And I want you to practice that during this holiday season. People want to do nice things for you. Welcome it. If they want to cook for you, welcome it. Although I know you cook yourself, but welcome. I want you to have a wonderful energy of welcoming. And it's going to give you, it's going to put you in a status or a place mentally to really receive what the universe has for you in the early year of 2021. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. So
I get
into that mindset of welcoming. I welcome love. I welcome friends. I welcome. Yes. I welcome people to care about me. Okay. Because you deserve that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back.
Now
Wow, wow. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to be accepted. You know, to say I don't have to be a millionaire to be in your show. Or do I have to do all these things to get your phone number? But really, sometimes that becomes somebody's motivation. And that's what we're talking about. What is your motivation today? What keeps you going? You know, with so much in the pandemic and, with the political scene right now, what is it that is keeping you going? Saying, you know what? I just got to keep going. I gotta keep moving. What is that is keeping you committed to whatever it is that you are manifesting? Listen, I'm going to go to Houston, Texas, a lovely lady there. Miss Audrey Scholes, how are you doing, Miss Audrey?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad to talk with you on today. Now, Miss Audrey, I'm going to ask this question. Now, you have lived a long, productive life, and you are very blessed. Mm-hmm. Beautiful children. I think you have two girls and one boy. Is that right?
Right, that's right.
And very successful family. So what is in this season in life, in this 2020, you know, I'll be honest, Miss Audrey, you know, when I was a little kid, everybody was just thinking that the end of the world was going to come in the year 2000. I remember that. I remember that. So now I can say, hey, I done made it past 2000. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, we thought the year 2000 was so far away. Like, oh God, everybody gonna be driving helicopters. We're not gonna have cars anymore. Our imagination just took over. But what is your motivation in this season in your life right now?
Right now, my motivation is, I'm gonna say, life itself, pushing forward to a better life. You know, I have done. And I've always taken care of other people. And now I'm at the point where I'm pushing for me to be taken care of. So I'm motivated for a better life. I'm fighting for a better life.
Now, let's answer this question. When you say I'm fighting for a better life, let's see, when you think about that, in fact, right now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I want to ask you to close your eyes, if you can, and I want you to see that better life right now. I want you just to see a picture of that better life that you are desiring, and feel that energy of that better life. And can you just tell me a little glimpse of what does that better life look like?
It looked like fun. I'm able to go out and have fun again and just enjoy.
And what is something?
Be with my family. I have grandkids and great grandchildren that I haven't been able to be with, and I want to be able to be with them and enjoy. We used to have great gatherings and just enjoy life like that.
You know what? Now, again, you really have touched my heart. And you really touched my heart. I'm making a notation to myself. I want to really encourage people, after hearing what you just stated, pray for fun, or pray for the return of fun. I think 2020 has been just a very challenging year. We all know that. And so it becomes a problem in having fun. You know, it becomes a problem in returning back to the gatherings. Even now, people are saying, well, even for the holiday season, you know, limit the people that are coming to your home and limit all of this. You know, a lot of people are not having the holiday Christmas parties, the company parties, and the different things that we would normally do. And New Year's Eve, I can only imagine how that's going to look this year. And so it's like a lot of things have been put on hold, and it's not like we used to have it. Instead of doing all 100% fun, we can only do maybe 10% of that fun now. And I think that's playing a role in our minds right now. So even with Thanksgiving, you know, they even tell you, okay, tell everybody to stay where they are. If they're not in your own city, you know, don't have them to come because they can get on the plane, they can get this, they can get that. So it's amazing. So I believe that that's going to be part of my goal even right now. I was going to say for the new year, but right now, Lord, you know, bring us back fun, return that energy of fun. So, Miss Audrey, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Right now, I'm going through, I've had a problem with my head, Dr. Mosley, and you know, my ears, the little things chipping in my ears. Well, yesterday I went to the doctor and he kind of stirred them up. So today I'm just sitting because I can't move. My head just started swimming. So I'm fighting that too right now.
Okay. All right. It is going to pass. It is a challenge right now, that I do know, but it is going to pass. I keep seeing you. I keep seeing like you sleep. So, have you been able to sleep lately?
No, because I can't lay flat.
All right. So what I need, that's going to be my prayer, is that you begin to rest and sleep. We need you to go into a sleep. And I keep hearing this word reset. So when, and you are, you're going to go into this sleep. And when you do, your body is going to reset itself. It's going to cause a reset. So you are going to go into this sleep. Congratulations. Well, I don't know. That just rolled off my tongue. Congratulations. But that's for your daughter. your daughter, Renisha, because I know them, y'all. Renisha, something. It's like I feel like she's coming home excited to tell you something. So that's a congratulations. So the reason why he's telling me that is to say things are getting better. So when I heard something she's getting ready to say and it's something good, that's my indicator that things are getting better for you and the family, which is going to cause a reset of love, a reset of fun. Okay. Now, also what I want to believe God for is I want to pray, or I am praying, that your family returns together, that your family returns together as one. How you mentioned, you know, you all used to have wonderful family gatherings, and and I know that's what maybe even surrounding family members, but I am praying that your immediate family, will come together more. And I feel an awesome celebration that is going to take place, but I feel that it's before the holidays. Now that may mean before Christmas, but I do feel like something before is going to take place. So I want you to keep me posted, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Now you stay encouraged and hang in there, and I'm believing for greater prosperity for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Now listen, everybody, you really have to ask yourself, now what is my motivation right now? What am I looking forward to? And, you know, keep that in mind. Maybe that little exercise that I had Miss Audrey to do. Close your eyes and think about what is your motivation and how would you like to see your life? You know, some people ask me, and I've had this, how do you want your life to be the next 5 years from now? I don't know. You know, then sometimes that leads me so much to maybe I would say fantasy, which is nothing wrong with that. I want a whole lot of money and I want this and all of that. And that's good. But sometimes you got to think right now, okay, maybe this time next week or in 30 days, what would you like for your life to look like? Somebody need to think about that right now. What is it that you would like your life to look like? And that will become your motivation. What is your motivation? Think about it, all right? Don't forget, now listen, you can text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your personal private reading with me. Okay, text the word reading to 40691 and you can schedule your personal reading with me. And you can also go to the website, okay? Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. I'll be right back, everybody.
Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely impossible.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Yeah, you know what? No matter where you go, if you just stick with spirit, if you stick with God, I believe that even if you make what they say a wrong turn, the spirit will reroute you to your place of success. So just stick with spirit, everybody. Listen, I believe I'm going to Miss Angela from Arkansas. Angela, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, wonderful, Angela. Look, we had a time in getting you on, but I'm glad you made it on. Now, Angela, where are you in Arkansas?
I'm in Banks, Arkansas. It's a little country town. You blink your eyes, you'll miss it.
Wow.
I've been born and raised here for years, and you know, I've been around out of state, different places, but never lived out of state. I call because I enjoy, you know, hearing you speak. I watch your videos and everything, and I've always been raised in spiritual leading and in church, and my mama, she's a church mother, and you know, Kojic and everything, and I've always had the care and spirit, like the lady called in before. I took care of my dad. My mom and dad divorced years ago, and I took care of him. He took me kind of like as a companion, even though I was married. I still had to see about him, and he passed 5 years ago, and it was like a weight because he had five kids, but I'm the only one, me and my kids, seen about him. Mm-hmm. When he got down, you know, and he was kind of honorary, but I was the only one had to do it, me and my kids. And so it kind of felt like a relief. And then after that, turn around, my son got sick, and he was my oldest son,